This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 660,000 ballots have been returned for Tuesday's statewide primary. Secretary of State's office received more than 130,000 yesterday. Most were from unaffiliated voters taking part in the Democratic race between John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff. The winner faces Senator Cory Gardner in November. Yesterday was also the beginning of in-person early voting. More public spaces in Denver could get new names. Denverite Esteban Hernandez says that the change comes after the Stapleton neighborhood announced plans for a new name.
A city commission will meet this week to begin discussing whether to rename city buildings and parks. It will rely on the public to submit suggestions. The commission will comprise of an existing city community advisory board and Denver City Council members. Since publicly announcing the program last week, the commission has received three requests. Two related to Stapleton, which gets its name from the former city mayor who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and one for the historic privately owned Oriental Theater in Northwest Denver. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Brigadier General Laura Clellan will lead the Colorado National Guard and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Governor Polis nominated her to replace General Michael Lowe, whom the president tapped to head the Air National Guard. Clellan most recently served in the Colorado Army National Guard as the commanding general before retiring last year. She also worked for the federal and state government for more than 25 years. 84 in Denver, 79 with thunderstorms in Pueblo. This is CPR.